Goodbye, Casey Chambers. Hello, Deborah and Jody. G'day.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
How are you, Bob?
I'm all right. Into the microphone, please, Jody.
Thank you, Bob.
That's all right.
Pay attention, Jody.
Broadcasting 1A. You're not slacking off down at the community house now. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check. Believe it or not, brought to you by Otway Health, of course. What's the headlines today, Deborah?
Well, first of all, Bob, I want to say how good it is to see you back.
Indeed.
We missed you
yes,
last
been.
Time round.
I've been elsewhere.
Yes, and it was very nerve-wracking for me to pretend to be you, so I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, apparently you didn't do a very good job.
No, I heard that. Somebody told me that I need some training. Cheeky person he might be.
Look, I have the appropriate qualifications. I could book you in if you like.
Yes, Bob, well, stop being cheeky. Let's get
All
on
right.
with the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Yes, we like to bring some advertisements from Otway Health at this time before we start talking about important things. So I'll bring other important things first. We've been able to, through our colleagues and friends at various neighbourhood houses around the region and around our own very acutely close sub-region, in Forest and Lavers Hill, coming up soon, there will be an ambassador from Beyond Blue, a chap called Paul Walsh. He's coming to Lavers Hill on the 3rd of August between 2 and 3 o'clock at the Lavers Hill Hall, and then he will make an appearance at Forest Neighbourhood Centre on the 4th of August, and he's from Beyond Blue. And he's going to be chatting to community members in those two communities, and we're trying to see if we can get him to visit Apollo Bay as well. So through the Community House and Neighbourhood House Network, they've been able to invite and secure his visit, which is exciting to get some people from a great organisation like Beyond Blue around town.
Maybe we could gather up all the black dogs in town and...
Now, that's a good idea.
Put them all on the front lawn at Murrawarne.
Paul would come and visit us too.
Yeah, he could come and fix
them.
Yeah, yeah. Short these black dogs out.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you have a joke because sometimes we do have to make humour out of some of these terrible things that happen, and Beyond Blue is certainly a great organisation, and the black dog is certainly a friend that visits lots and lots of people we all know.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good news to hear about that. And the other thing that we want to remind people about as well is a women's lunch that is happening on the 29th of July. I think that's a Friday, 12:30 at the Apollo Bay Hotel. They're very generous in the way they subsidise the meals for us for our women's lunches. And next Monday, before the women, there's a men's lunch. Monday the 25th of July, 12:30 at the Apollo Bay Hotel again. Subsidised meals and a drink for supporting any of our people in the community who go along to the men's lunch. So we'd like to give a big shout out to them to say thanks.
All right. Fantastic. So if you qualify, get along.
If you're a man on the 25th.
And even if you don't, you can...
A woman on a Friday. Bob, I think we'll leave that one alone.
Is that it?
I've only got a couple little ads this week.
Oh, hang on. That's about 4 minutes. You're usually good for 10.
I thought I'd just change it up a bit for you because I think I'm becoming too predictable. And so
I don't think that's possible, Deborah. Not part of the DNA.
Okay. So you didn't ask me how I was, Bob?
No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
No, not until I've got an appropriate answer.
Okay.
I can see that you're well.
I'm very well, thank you. I am very well. Fighting fit, in fact. Great and improving, one would say.
It might say that. It mightn't you, Jody?
Improving by the day.
And by the minute.
By the minute,
I
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, Jody Anderson.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Good question. I'm asking myself that as we speak.
I sit out under the stars and do that at night.
I ask myself that most days, in particular today. No, I love being in the bay today. The sun's shining and it's beautiful. And my little neighbourhood centre is busy, busy, busy. So
buzzing like a beehive.
Buzzing.
In spring.
I'm loving it. We've just had the AGM for the op shop up there today, and that was beautiful to see about 30 volunteers doing their thing. And we've got two courses running at the moment. One is an RSA, and we've got 15 people. And that's
What's RSA?
responsible serving of alcohol.
And I thought that was a sore wrist thing,
RSA. It sort of feels like that, doesn't it? No, but it's not. But it's one which you must have to work behind a bar. It's a popular program here in Apollo Bay, and one which will become more popular as the season, as the tourist season kicks in. And that's a four-hour program, and it will be running each month up until Christmas or beyond Christmas. So we're looking forward to holding lots of those programs. And today's the first day we're the date is we're having the program being conducted at night, because we've had a request to run programs at night, especially industry programs. So I think that's really important. So we're going to try and meet the local needs. But what I'm really here to talk about is my little baby, which is my new small business program, and that's called Biz Know How. And that's a program that was basically developed and designed by the local area. There's need for people to get a bit of assistance in small business. And there's people with little micro businesses out there saying, we might want to do a bit more. And so we've put together this idea and we've got some funding to do it. But really, really important that we get people along to the information session, which is next Monday evening at 5:30 at Marawarn. And that information session will be covering what the program consists of.
Right.
So it consists of things like developing a business plan, researching your market, looking at competitors, looking at social media, looking at what does that mean, developing a social media strategy, looking at finances, and then also looking at where to from here. And we've been working with RMIT on that project. And we're looking then to start a small business support group, where that group will come together monthly. We're the lead agency here in Apollo Bay, but that program will also be run in Gellibrand. So we've run an information session yesterday, Lavers Hill, Forest and here. So that's a really exciting development for this region, and one which I'm particularly excited about. So if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I might need a hand or I might need some assistance in small business, this is your absolute ideal program.
So what kinds of businesses? I mean, a little B&B or a wool spinner or a...
All of the above. So even the people that we see down in the Saturday market that might be selling flowers or candles or vegetables, and they think they want to take that a bit further. So an example is that we had a gentleman, and I'm sure he won't mind me talking, he has a blueberry farm, and he basically wanted to start exporting or looking at the Chinese market, and he needed some assistance with computers and social media. And he's had his blueberry farm for a long time, so he's going to do the program in Gellibrand, and he's really excited. He's had his business for 32 years, but he actually knows he needs some stuff around social media. So I think that's really exciting. So it's actually for anyone.
Okay.
And it's for existing businesses as well. So we understand that a lot of the programs are aimed at small businesses or startup businesses, that, as they call them, but this is certainly for anyone. So we think there's a niche market for people that are in business but might need a hand.
Okay. So this is for people that are actually doing something, not if you're sitting there thinking, oh, look, I might just might run a guided tour business. So it's not for the gunners.
It's for both.
Okay.
Both.
All right.
And that's the uniqueness. There's a number of programs out there called the NICE program. And if it is that people are thinking, a gunner, and think, I've got an idea, I might want to do a NICE program, this program's designed to start that process, and then you might go off and do NICE, which is the new enterprise incentive scheme. It can be the starting point, or it can be for people that are currently in business and wanting some assistance, some support, and we're looking to try and get some local mentors to help through that program as well.
So, and NICE also is for the folk that have been without a job for a long time.
Yes.
And it's the government's way of sort of rattling a bit of a carrot to say, look, there's some stuff you can do that that you can be your own boss.
You're right on the money, Bob. You're right on the money. With NICE, that's a difficult – oh, it's not a difficult, but you need – the criteria to get into that is quite stringent, and the application process is quite rigid. So part of the program, if it is you're wanting to go into NICE, this program will help you get ready for that process as well.
Yeah, because in this region, sometimes that's the only way, is to figure out a way to employ yourself.
That's why we believe that there is a niche within this little area in terms of helping and building bridges.
So, Deborah.
Yes, Bob.
What's this got to do with heart attacks and
Well, before I answer that question, can I ask a question?
Sure.
What defines a micro business compared to a small business?
Well, a micro business might be the business that is, mine might be a micro business. I make candles and I give them away. So I'm making lots of money, as you can imagine, not a cent. So if I ever wanted to develop that brand, it would start that small. So a micro is very, very small. And a small business would be that you've started, you've got a brand, you have an idea, you've done a little bit of research. So a micro
and you have to put in a BAS form.
A BAS form maybe, but a micro business usually starts from home.
Okay.
And it would be hundreds and thousands, but not necessarily tens or twenties of thousands.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So your question, what does it have to do with heart attacks and other things to do with health?
Yeah, what's it got to do with Otway Health? Let's face
it. Yeah. Marrow Warn, the neighbourhood house here in Apollo Bay, is part of the community services area of Otway Health and what we offer the community. So over the years, as you've heard me talk about before, Otway Health is classified as a multi-purpose service. Because of the modelling that both the Commonwealth and state governments, who fund us, we're government owned, so we're public servants, are under their model over the years, multi-purpose services could deliver things for their local community that help the well-being and balance of the community. So for Otway Health, one of the big advantages was that we were able to manage, run and facilitate the neighbourhood house, which is Marrow Warn.
Yep.
And I can't, I've just gone blank on what Marrow Warn, what does it, Marrow Warn stand for?
That's what I love it. Room? Yeah, gathering meeting room for people.
That's right. I knew that it had a great meaning. So under Otway Health's banner, the neighbourhood house has been funded through that particular department of the state government for us to be able to run neighbourhood house. Yep. So it's still a very proud part of Otway Health. And of course, lots of opportunity is then available to us to run health and well-being related programs, as well as other types of educative and informative programs.
Well, at the bottom of the day, it's all health giving. I mean, it's all improving the health of the community and the connection as well. When you turn up at around there in Pengilly Avenue, you run into other people, and if Bill's carting a black dog around, then Barry probably knows about it and says, "Why don't we go to this Beyond Blue thing?" Or
it's very much
working like that. Whereas if you're on your own, and even with the web, if it works, because you can get on the web for free at Marrow Warn.
That's exactly right. And lots of people come and use the front room, and we're really excited this week. We're actually, as we speak, we're putting in a computer training room. So we'll be having six computers for training, and that will be open to the public. We'll be running new programs designated just for computer training. So there'll be intro to computer, there'll be working, there'll be a new program, buying and selling on the web. We're looking at a program called WebPress, which is developing your own web page. So we've got some really exciting computer programs coming up, and they'll be both training programs, and they'll both be run at night and during the day. So we're really excited, but it's lovely to see people come and use the Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi up at the house. Sure. And I've noticed you've been up there, Bob.
I do when I get large files.
Yes.
I pop down and take advantage.
Oh, so you're the one that's doing that to us, are you?
Well, yeah, somehow I've got to get my movie library up. Cost of these things. Is it?
Okay. So with the cost of our programs, Bob, as Deborah's alluded to, we're state funded, and so most of our programs are subsidised because we get grants and they vary in cost. So for our small business program, really keen to get that off the ground. So that's only $60 for six workshops.
Yep.
So it's really cheap, accessible training. There is concessions for people on pensions. It's really important. We don't want funding or lack of, if people, we don't want people not to participate in training if it is that they can't afford it. Mm. We have got we have got concessions. Prices vary depending on what programs, but we also now, one of the new initiatives we've just started is programs for kids. So we've got a great arts program that runs on a Tuesday for kids straight after school between 3:15 and 4:15, and that's for children from 5 to 12, and that's $10 a session, and they can come and for an hour, they do craft, they do art, and they love it. Exactly the same with Zumba for kids, and that's on a Monday and a Wednesday. So what we're trying to do, Bob, is actually offer programs for the whole of community. Mm. And the community house is used a lot, but we want to make sure that we embrace the whole of community. So little ones from 5 right through to 85, 105. So that for us is really critical.
Yeah. There must be an awful lot of traffic.
There is a lot of traffic
down there these days.
Yeah, there is a lot of traffic. And that's part of a neighbourhood centre, is to look at that community development. But I would like to give one thing a big plug, and that's one thing we're working on at the moment, and that's a women's night, and that's on the 9th of September. And that will be for Women's Health Week, and that's an exciting week. And I know Deborah will have a million things happening that week as well in Otway Health, and it'll be really exciting.
We've got some very exciting things and some very exciting guests planned for that week.
Okay. For Women's Health Week, and that's the 9th of September. So it's not that far away.
No, it's not. So we've got a dinner at the Bottom Pub, and we've got a great band called Frocks Up. Frock Up, is it?
Well, perhaps isn't the right word.
What are they, Jerry? What are they?
They're a pair of women who are very entertaining. I'll just leave it at that.
Fabulous.
Frock Up Promotions,
Frock
they're
up
called.
Frock Up Promotions.
Mm. So needless to say, criteria, you need to be a woman and you need to wear a frock, and it'll be a whole lot of fun. And again, it's the Bottom Pub. They're helping subsidise it. It's $25 a ticket. The gift bags will be amazing. The gift bags will be more than the ticket, worth more than the tickets. We've got great things to put in the gift bags, and it should be a whole lot of fun. And I'm particularly looking forward to it. So if you're interested, that's on our website as well. So we're looking at the overall community development.
Mm. Wow. Mm. And how long have you been driving the community house?
Good question. Good question, Bob. Mm.
17 days?
17 minutes. No, 6 months. 5 months I've been at the community house. I commenced in February, so that's really exciting. So I've had my little 12-month goals, and I'm nearly halfway through them. And who knows where it will go to in the next 12 months. But part of the plan is to make sure that people know it's there. If people have got really good ideas, I've got a girlfriend, one of my dearest friends, coming down and giving a wine and cheese appreciation afternoon, where you get to eat beautiful cheeses and have wine.
Sounds good. It
sounds nice. And we've got things like decorating cupcakes. We've got a whole range of very different programs. So we've just finished a cake decorating program, which was really popular. So it's for everyone. So if anyone out there has got a fabulous idea for a program or a course, please give me a buzz.
All right. We might just slow down with a bit of George Benson and Al Jarreau while we gather ourselves for whatever comes next. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check on 3 ABR.
Oh, give me it all.
Giving it up for love. It's a bit like working at Otway Health, really.
Yes, it has been said.
We are talking mostly to Jody about Mara Warne, and a little bit to Deborah about things in general at Otway Health. This is the Apollo Bay Health Check. So you were saying, Jody, about Mara Warne and a barista course.
Yes, that's really exciting, Bob. We're just about to kick off a barista program, which will be for 3 hours. Our first program is in early August, and that's been asked for from a number of people in the community, in it that where there's no one really offering that type of training. And with the season, the tourist season coming up, that will be on the table. And again, we'll offer that both during the day and in the evening. But one of the programs I did want to talk about is we've got a new food program, and it's for people that like food but don't necessarily know how to cook it. And it's an 8-week program which is designed to help people shop for food, design food, cook, and then sit around and then eat the food. And so that program will run for 8 weeks, as I said. It'll be funded by Foodmate, which is a great organisation, and that organisation basically collects food that would normally be thrown away.
Yep.
And it's not saying the food's not right, it's not being used. And so part of this program is not only to learn about food and cook it, but then take it home. Mm. And so the opportunity will be to sit prepare, sit, eat the food, and then take some food home. Mm. And that's with the aim of helping people with nutrition, helping people eating well, people getting a greater understanding. So we're really excited about that program, and that will be run at the RSL, and that will start early August. And we've got Colac Shire, which is helping us with that program. So that's very, very exciting. And the last but not least, which tickles my fancy, we've got a program called Otway Dolls, of all things. Mm-hmm. And the doll program is for kids probably and mums in the September school holiday, so on the 20th and 27th of September. And that's for people that will bring along, or we provide the dolls, that will have a doll and they will deface the doll. They'll take the makeup off and then they paint the face again.
Okay.
So it's quite artistic. And there's quite an art in doing it. So it's a that courses was designed from a scientist in Tasmania that was made redundant and has become this quite popular program all through Australia. So we're going to see how that goes here.
So you deconstruct your dolly, you get all that.
You're right.
All that, get that muck off your face,
get
dolly.
Your muck off. That's right. That's it.
And then, Bob's obviously had a teenage daughter in his house.
He knows all about this. Yeah, he's all over the dolls. So I think you better come, Bob.
Your Ziggy Stardust or whatever.
You're onto it, Bob. Yeah. I think you could run that program. Well, I think you secretly could do it.
Look, I wouldn't want the word to get... Oh, it's too late.
My last but not least is my cupcake workshop, which is on the 21st of August. And that'll be a whole lot of fun. It's 1 till 4 and it's a high tea where you learn to decorate your cupcake and have a glass of champagne. So if you're inclined to want to learn to decorate a cupcake, maybe you want to be involved in that one, Bob, too.
No, I'm not.
With the dolls.
Yeah, carrot cake is my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's a lot of variety of different programs being run up there. So please give me a buzz. If it is you've got a great idea or you'd always thought I'd like to run a program in, please come up and have a chat or give me a ring.
And if you're out for a stroll,
pop in
around Pengelly Avenue, stick your nose in it pretty much any time.
Yes,
really?
Yes, yeah. Monday to Friday, 9 till 5.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thanks for telling us more about Murrawarra. I'm sure we'll hear more about that.
I'm sure you will.
Indeed. Not one to be hiding your light under a bushel. Speaking of which, hello, Deborah.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
I was feeling rather neglected there. Jodie got all the attention today. No. It's all good. I've got one other thing to remind people about, in case they haven't heard about it. The Op Shop, Second Sales Op Shop, is having a ball on the 20th of August. And we're starting to promote and advertise that. Information's on websites, Facebooks, all over the place. Dress code will be wear your best Op Shop
style.
You've
got to get it from the Op Shop, of course.
Preferably go and buy a new outfit from the Op Shop.
Well, somebody else's from last year. Yeah.
Yes, and come along and join in the fun. And the best thing about this is you can book a table, talk to Jan, the coordinator down at the Op Shop, and it's a BYO picnic and drink. Now, what a fabulous way of doing a community event.
Yep.
And, of course, funds raised will go back to the Op Shop.
Indeed, and into the Health Foundation.
It will.
So that's at the Mech Hall, is it? I would guess.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Date again?
20th of August.
August the 20th, the Op Shop Ball. All odds and ends welcome.
There'll be prizes. There'll be a number of prizes awarded for all sorts of charismatic and creative creations.
Indeed. And there's a mystery MC too, I hear.
Not so mysterious, but certainly a mystery to some.
This has been the Apollo Day Health Check with Jodie from Murrawarra and Deborah from Otway Health. And we'll be back in a fortnight, most likely. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, well, congratulations. You've figured out the technology. This is 3ABR.